למענו בהלכות הקודמות שאסור מן התורה למחוק או לאבד אחד מן השמות או דושים שנכתב בהם הקדוש ברוך הוא. We learned you can't erase God's name or destroy God's name. ולאן צריך לדעת שלכל אחד מן השמות הקדושים יש גם משמעות ארצית אחרת. But the truth is, every name of God also has a meaning. מי שכתב עוד יד אחד השמות משמעות אחרת, אין בכתיבתו שום קדושה. So if you write one of God's name, but your intention is a different meaning, it's not one of God's name, so that's fine. That's not, your intention actually switches it to make it into a holy name. And if you don't have that intention, then it's not a holy name anymore. Kagon, Echad min Hashemot hu El. For example, El means Mila zeh yichol l'shamesh gam k'milat yachas, kagon Moshe alach El Aron. Moshe went to Aron, El Aron. So does that mean I can't write the word El because it's also one of God's names? No. It depends on the context.
Elohim Achirim.
Very good. It's another example. Barur Shabmila El Shabmashmut Zu in Kedusha. Mutar Lachotval Mukhablu Shum Chachash. Therefore, there's no problem writing El if the context is not one of God.
Absolutely.
Bet El. Right. So we're going to get to Beit El because Beit El has become complicated because on the one end, when we say it, we're alluding to the place. It's just like, you know,
yeah.
John Franklin Street. But on the other hand, the reason it was called Beit El in the first place was this is a house of God. So it's a bit more confusing. So let's see. We'll get an answer to our questions, but that's why it's a bit of a gray case. Tzvakot doesn't always mean God's name, it also can mean the legions. Veshuv barosh mashmuto in kol kedushin. When you're not talking about God's name, it certainly you can use it. Veken b'shem Shaddai. Im itkavnu v'chtov sadeh shehu shali, my field. So how would I say sadeh shali? Sadai. My field. Okay? Not Shaddai, but Sadai. But you read it without the dots. No problem. It's all good. There's a great sefer called Stei Chemed. It's a great poisach. Everyone understands that we're talking about nothing related to Hashem. It's fine. Again, the Gabi Hashem Adonai. This one's a hard one. Avshal lekot v'mashmut lecher kagon yisun v'chodo al adnei paz. In bashmut zakdush, Adonai could mean like or my master.
Adoni.
Adoni,
sir.
Yeah. So that would be chol, and there would be no problem to say it or to write it. It's all good. V'chein adin the Gabi Shemot Anashim shemistamim shemayam. Let's say you have the name of a person: Yisrael, Shmuel, Ariel, Yedidia, Tuvia. What? Eliyahu. Since they're the names of people, again, even though it's true they were originally named after Hashem, but now people say that in the context of their names, and therefore you can throw out a piece of paper that says Pizza Eliyahu, for example. Okay, and you don't have to erase God's name. You don't have to write it differently. The Kavachomer Shakasha called them Germania or Anglia or Sukaria. You don't have to worry about saying the Yud Hey. It's fine. Chenedin Gabi Yishuv Beit El. Our question: what about Beit El? Not just the street, but the city itself. She gave in Shakavana that's Kishem Makom below the Kavachem Hashem. Which all the more Beit El. Chen which all the more Lemchot Hashem Yishuv Beit El. No problem. You can erase the name. You can write the name. It's not a problem. Check out Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the Marsha, the Stei Chemed, who I guess is excited about this topic. It's all good. Before I feel the shame of Furash, who is shame of Makama Arbaot Yud, and even wow, Yud K Vav K, Yish Mashmanu Sevet, Sheim Yutel Chdov Milash Mashmutam Abe, Beloshana Teach, Sheyit Sheikhdov Yud Yud Yehi Hashem and Furash, Mitad Adin Mashma Sheim Reza Isur, Ava In Roy Lassar Kemishum Chezeu Shem Furash. Okay, so there's one exception to the rule, and that's Yud K Vav K. Even though technically, grammatically, there is a word where you could say Yud K Vav K, and it has no meaning of God's name. You have, like, it would be. is a Hebrew word. Okay? Nonetheless, because that is one of the holy names of Hashem, it's such a high level of names of Hashem, we would not write that out. And that's an exception to the rule. And therefore you write two vavs. Yahveh with two vavs. And that way you don't say the name of Hashem. The Seder. But so in conclusion, when it comes to my street name Beit El, I don't have to worry about it. I could write on my letters Beit El.
What a relief.
And it's a beautiful idea here that your intention can literally halachically transform something from holy to whole.
Does anyone ever use that word?
Yes. Yahveh.